Haddonfield is a fictional town, but if it was real, where would it be? Director John Carpenter never answered that, and horror film expert Ashley Donnelly from Ball State University says that's why the Michael Myers legacy will always carry on, with a knife, of course.
Do you have any idea or concept? I've never heard Carpenter talk on this either, but do you have any speculation on where about Haddonfield, Illinois, do you think would be, in what part of the state? Or is that just speculation and conjecture that me and you have to determine that, I guess?
In terms of speculation, it is, you know, we're in the Midwest, where we are every town, where, you know, we are, common ground, where everyone is quote-unquote normal. You know, this is the sort of land of opportunity, the land of normalcy. So if things like that can happen here, not in New York, not in L.A., not in areas of high crime, that makes it all the more scary.
So you're saying that's why it plays so well, because it is basically anywhere, any town, rural Illinois.
I think so.
What about the institution Michael Myers escaped from? Where in Illinois is that at? Donnelly answers with a sinister laugh.
And then the other thing that I speculate about when you talk about Michael Myers coming back to Haddonfield, Illinois, all right, where's he coming from? Where was the where was the institution he was being held at? That's the other thing that I wonder about, you know, living in a rural community in Western Illinois. Where was that institution at?
Yeah, that's the mysterious institution. They're always mysterious, aren't they? You know, we don't really talk about those, the good American secret, because everyone's fine, right?
Everyone's fine, right? By the way, the Michael Myers mask is an altered James T. Kirk mask, fictional James T. Kirk from the fictional Starship Enterprise. Kirk, though, is from the real Iowa town of Riverside, located 49 miles west of Aledo. I'm Jim Taylor.